Chapter 12, A New Start. I don't remember the last time that I saw Mom looking this happy. She's laughing and dancing to the music as she gives plates of food to people. A girl walks up to us and orders a plate of food. She has one long braid called a cornrow. It goes round and round the top of her head. "I love your hair," I say to her. "It's so cool." The girl smiles. "Thanks. I like your hair. It's so pretty." I touch my curls. "Really? Thanks." "Yes," she says before she walks away. The music stops, and everyone starts to walk toward the front of the field. "Let's go, Stevie, Aunt Kitty," says Naomi. "We need to go and listen." We follow the crowd and listen as a small woman starts shouting. "We need to fight for our rights," she shouts. "We're still not treated equally, are we?" "No," shouts the crowd. "We have to work together," she says, and everyone nods and shouts, "Yes!" I don't understand everything, but I think that she is saying something important. Even Mom is listening to what she's saying. "Can you see?" Naomi asks me. I shake my head, and she pulls me forward, but I still can't see. Then I feel someone else's hands on me, lifting me up high.
"There you go," says Jimmy with a smile. "Now you can see."
I can see everything now. The field is filled with smiling faces. It's beautiful. We keep it a secret from Aunt Flo, but Mom and I volunteer with Naomi at 2 more Black Panther events in the summer. The events are always filled with people with big, curly hair, just like mine. I love it. I can't believe that it has been a year since Naomi came to live with us. It feels like only yesterday. But it also feels like she's always been here. "Your hair looks beautiful, Stevie," Naomi says. It's the first day of the new school year, and I'm getting ready in my room. I've decided that I'm not going to wear braids today. I want to wear my natural hair when it's big and curly. I've started to love wearing it like this. "I think it looks beautiful too," says Mom. "Now that I'm 12, I go to high school, and it's much bigger than my old school. I enter the building, and there are so many more students, but I don't feel scared. And then I see Jennifer and Trina. Jennifer looks worried, but Trina just smiles when she sees me. It's not a nice smile. "Hi, Fluffy," she says, and then she puts her hands in my hair. I hit her hand away. "Don't touch my hair." A couple of girls walk past and laugh loudly. "Well done," one of them says to me. "Yeah, and you should learn not to touch other people's hair," the other one says to Trina. Trina's face is red, and she turns around and walks away quickly. Before Jennifer can say anything, Allie runs up to me and waves.
"Stevie, I'm so happy that you're here. We're in the same class."
She doesn't even seem to notice Jennifer.
"Let's go. I want to get a good seat."
I give Jennifer a small wave, and then I follow Allie, my real friend, into the classroom. It is the weekend, and Dad is taking me to the beach. The waves are big. I get onto my boogie board and push myself out to sea. A wave hits me suddenly, and I go under the water. I've lost my boogie board, and I can't swim. I'm scared,
But then I see Dad swimming in front of me.
Help! I shout. I can't swim!
Stevie, he says with a smile. Yes, you can. You're swimming now.
Am I? I look around. He's right. I'm swimming. I'm kicking my legs, and I'm swimming. I swim toward Dad, and he pulls me into his arms.
You did it!
You swam! He shouts.
I hold on to him more tightly, but he carefully pushes me off.
It's okay, he laughs. It's okay.
I push my legs down, and my feet touch the soft sand below. Penguin Readers, Clouds Over California, Karen Parsons, Level 4, retold by Saffron Dodd, illustrated by Meredith Lucius. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Adeza Ifeanwa. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.